anybody from the New York City, I guarantee if you like us or hate us, you're going to be entertained. It's like,
fun.
Love us or hate us, we'll entertain you. Same thing with our music, you know?
Right, you're working hard.
We're working hard to entertain people. It's like, sure, I might not actually swing an axe at night and run around stealing dead bodies. I might not actually do that, even though I rap about it.
Right.
I might not actually do that. I'm here to be an entertainer.
Well, you guys, you guys are ready to get out there on the stage. I can see it.
Yes. No, I think he's sick.
Well, the Vicodins I've been taking have got me slightly touched.
Here's a guy from the WWF. He says you were fired because you were difficult to work with.
Hi.
Yes, Darren.
Yeah, I was a... It's Darian. I was a PA for the WWF.
What did you do? You carried wires or something?
Homeless is what?
You carried wires or something? What'd you do?
Yeah, I did carry wires, and I have a lot more self-respect than you guys do. They're very mean guys, Howard, and they were very rude, and they got fired because they were belligerent and for some sexual harassment.
Wow! This is crazy!
Yeah, they were going after the male wrestlers.
Pretty funny. You guys would never do that.
Go to work today and tell everybody you got on the radio and dissed us.
Somehow I feel he doesn't work, but if you do, go carry some wires.
We walked out of the WWF. I got no problem with the WWF. We liked the WWF.
Yes.
Right. They were portraying us in the wrong way.
You guys wanted to get in the ring and fight.
They had us being happy, friendly, bozo clowns.
Yeah. Right.
And we're easily, everybody knows that we're serial killer, demented clowns.
Right, you're angry clowns.
Yes.
Right.
And WCW is a great place, and we're happy to be there.
They let us do whatever we want.
Anything you want to do.
And we always talk about how much ass we can kick. Everybody watches every Monday night on TNT. We kick plenty of ass with our homies. We wrestle.
Those guys could kick your ass at any time, and you know it.
Robin, what might appear to be fat on my body is
with
actually
muscle?
Chiseled muscle.
Oh, please.
All right.
If that guy didn't jump up, you'd never get him off the ground.
I took my shirt off when the camera's on in the green room. Don't make me flip it up like the Hulk.
Don't make me peel out of this shirt, damn it.
Well, you guys are angry, and you have every right to be. And
the thing is, we ain't mad.
No, you're mad about some stuff.
We ain't mad.
You're mad about that lawsuit you won't mention. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good.
We ain't really mad. It's just like something that, you know, goes with what we do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. All right. You guys have been in jail. You know where it's at.
Hey, I spent plenty of days in jail. I love it.
You love jail. You've been in jail.
No.
You haven't?
No.
He's a damn liar. Don't listen. Hey.
He's a liar.
Can I plug something?
Go ahead.
We have a comic book on Chaos Comics. Comes out every month.
Okay.
We are giving away a free CD starting with issue 4 every month. Until it's totally completed. It's called the Pendulum Album. It takes 2 years to get the whole album. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, very cool. So, okay, you got a lot of things going on.
Every issue, there's another CD.
And we got a new record out called The Amazing Jekyll Brothers.
Right. Right. That should be mentioned.
Buy it. Buy it right now. Everybody buy it today.
Put us back on
and then we'll see the power of this
station. If everybody buys your new album,
then we'll be back
which is in the stores right now, you could be beating Ricky Martin.
If everybody listening,
first week out, we were up there with Ricky Martin.
I know
it was the weirdest thing in the world.
It was close.
It was Backstreet Boys number one,
Britney Spears
number two, and Ricky Martin number three,
and then who
and
was
it's Saint Cloud Posse number four. That's a great tour.
I was proud.
We on a tour with those guys.
Yeah, we were trying to talk to them, see about like.
Well, they want to do it, but MTV doesn't want them.
Hey, we stayed at the same hotel with NSYNC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was all these fans outside the parking lot when our bus pulled up, and I was like, how did the word get out? What's going on? How did everybody know we're here? We got on the bus. Nobody comes up to us. I'm like, what's going on, you know? They're like, we're here for NSYNC. So I'm talking to these girls. I'm like, did you ever hear of it say Cloud Posse? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, do you like us? Oh, you don't even want an autograph or nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You were
we're
begging
here for NSYNC.
You were to sign an autograph.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Like, trying to get skins.
Right.
It's so fresh. Because if you look at the circle of music, we have got to be the complete opposite of it, you know?
Right.
Besides our synchronized dancing, we're really good at
that. Yeah, we're good at dancing.
Do you guys synchronize dance?
Sure.
I didn't know that. I have to see that tonight.
Not on stage, just when we're at home.
Oh, Hammerstein Ballroom tonight.
Yes.
With Biohazard.
Yeah,
and Twisted. Okay, all right. There it is, Insane Clown Posse. It's great seeing you guys. Come back and see us again. All right, we'll be back after these words.